Trump administration wants to increase military spending, defense spending, intelligence spending, you name it.
Is there something we don't know?
And to pay for the increases in build in the new military buildup. So apparently $664 billion is just not enough. That doesn't include what they've already squandered and the debt that has to be repaid for the invasion of Iraq. That money has never been paid back, by the way. No one even knows how much it is, how much was borrowed. How are you going to pay for it? Ron Paul used to talk about this when he was running for the presidency. You're going to cut spending domestically. Oh, yeah. Let's cut the health. Now, look, I'm for cutting all of it. I am certainly for totally dismantling the United States military, going back to having militias in the states, getting out of all the theaters we're in the third world, and having the Navy protect commerce on the high seas. That's what it's supposed to do. And ending this. Resources are being directed into bombing, destroying property, and killing people. This is just, this is not going to end well. So Trump's proposal is to cut from all these domestic programs. Now look, I am not going to defend HHS or any of the programs that he proposes to cut, because I can't, and I won't. However, I will say this. Is the money to be spent through the other welfare state? At least some of it goes to people that are purportedly, allegedly in need. And it's spent here. To build up military installations and hardware and armaments and all this other insanity goes where? Into a couple of very well-placed companies with union-paid or union-scaled workers' coffers. And into the bank accounts of foreign governments. But don't worry, because that's the new paradigm. And Trump's going to fix these things. And Trump's going to change this. And I tell you what, you're going to be able to chant USA, USA, USA all you want. We're going to have peace through strength, peace through strength. You know, Ronald Reagan accomplished peace through strength with a small footprint military, and much of it was ballyhooed. There was some, but much of it was just very publicly promoted to try and taunt the Soviets into trying to keep up with us. There was a book out there that came out about it. I can't remember the name of the book, but I know I have it somewhere, and I read it once upon a time in the 90s or so. Is this the change that the business tycoon, that the guy who was never in politics, was to bring to the national government? To make it bigger? To make it more powerful and menacing than it's ever been before? For what purpose? Oh, that's right. A bunch of goat herders hiding out in caves are out to get us. Yes, the ISIS Navy has set sail for San Diego.